Alva, you are in your eighth season with the Galway Ladies football team. You started when you were 18, and this is your first year as captain. How is that going?
So far so good, just early days. So would have started back at Stephen Glennon in 2017 and into the eighth season now. Probably a small surprise, but yeah, no great leaders in the panel, and Sarah Lynch was brilliant after the last couple of years, and she could list all the great places and Flow over the last years as well, and Berkey. So yeah, hopefully just drive on as best we can and keep the group together.
Can you believe that this is your eighth season? Does time fly?
Time flies, as every inter-county player probably says. You're just looking to achieve, but those is can't all be about. There was only one winner, so it can't all be about that. So it's been enjoyable. There's been ups and downs, but overall it's been enjoyable. I suppose a very competitive person, so I just like playing at the highest level. I suppose that's what keeps bringing back for more for that each year.
Yeah, I bet. I'm looking here as well at all the positions that you've played, Alva. I mean, you've done a bit of travelling. I did think you were a midfielder, but I see again, and you've mentioned that you did a stint in the full forward line, wing forward, and in more recent years, with the county and this year, you've done a stint at number 11. Which position is your favourite?
I suppose I don't have a favorite, but I would joke that my goal in life was to get to the full forward line, because I thought that that was
That meant you
the prime position. And I'm messing with Leanne, I moved back to midfield last week. I said I've been demoted, but no, I do. I like all the positions, and I like the change. The change is difficult. I suppose it probably I didn't probably see it enough, the change between midfield last year, in the sense of I was in the midfield for the league and in the full forward for the championship. And we talked about it before. You're receiving the ball with your back to the goal versus you're receiving the ball facing the goal. It's just two different skill sets. But you definitely get a view of what it's like all over the pitch. And as you said before, I was talking about how you're seeing how maybe a better midfielder you could have been in terms of delivery of ball into the full forward line.
So that movement around from midfield to the forwards will definitely make you a better player, because you know what it's like now for the full forward in there, waiting for the ball to come in, making a run, not getting it, making a run, not getting it. So as a midfielder, as a number 11, you understand that and you're looking up to let it in sooner. That's definitely going to make you a better player.
Yeah, certainly in delivery of the ball, and even I suppose just learning the different mindset, like in terms of in the midfield, you're always on the ball, you're involved in the play, you don't get a second to make mistakes, you're onto the next ball. But forward line, you're totally dependent on the ball coming into you. You could go 10 minute stint chatting with yourself, though it's all about self-talk there, the next one, and trying to do something right with it when it comes in. But at the moment I'm centre forward, and mid between midfield, so out and around the mix, and I enjoy that. Yeah, I enjoy being involved in the game.
And not only should we say that you're very versatile on the football field, but off it as well. You've got another sport, a few medals with another sport as well, and that's basketball. You played basketball with Mike Cullen, who were renowned, and you played as well in Dublin, where you're based at the minute. That has to again be a massive advantage when you're playing football. I know Sinéad Burke as well was a serious basketballer, and you could see it in her. So, can you tell us a little bit about your basketball career?
Yeah, so with great underage success in Mike Cullen, with a very good team, we would have won a couple of All-Irelands, and we would have represented Ireland when the national team couldn't go abroad in Sweden and Scotland, and just did a small stint on an Irish team in 2016. So yeah, no, huge experience, and I did play a couple of years in college and then took a break, and then when I moved to Dublin, I played for 2 years with Dublin Raiders under Ed Randolph. So if you're looking for a club, it's a great club there, based in Killiney in Dublin. But I have didn't go back this year just because I moved my football club to Dublin, because I'm living up there now. And in Kilmacud Crokes. So I've made that transition, which will, you know, help me with my inter-county football a bit more maybe than the basketball. But yes, certainly there's transferable skills, and many people playing actually a bit of basketball and football is a huge crossover. It's so quick and there's so much handling in it, and I still love it. It's not the end of my basketball playing career, but no, great sport. And indoor, as we said, indoor is a great advantage during the winter.
Massive. I'm all for indoor sports. All for indoor sports. Do you find, no, you're based up in Kilmacud, do you find the travelling, like the coming from Dublin down to training in, are you off this week? You are actually, secondary school teacher.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Flat out, but I'm off, yeah.
Stay for this.
Sorry, I was just saying that, but no, the traveling is a challenge. Yeah, I'm 3 years kind of, yeah, took my third year driving up and down from Dublin. Look, it's all about help, first of all, a huge help in my parents, first of all, huge supporters. Besides, say they're at every game, and yeah, they're brilliant. You know, they know that's myself, but they're brilliant. And then my boyfriend Tom helps me a lot with the dinners. People get good crack out of sometimes I share his dinners. He definitely helps in that department. So, you know, it can't be done without a bit of help. As well, you know, when you're teaching, you have this midterm, the Easter, and you're home at summer as well. That's also a help. But fixed communication with coaches, you know, I just send them through WhatsApp, video me in the gym, video my running, I'm recording it all on Strava, communication with the girls. I think because I suppose I've had it a good while now, people know what I'm about in terms of training up there. But I suppose just keeping up the lines of communication that you're working, and having the club up there now is a huge help.
That's good. So obviously you've got the support network between your family, your parents and your boyfriend to cook the dinners for you. But you also have that understanding from management as well, that they don't expect you to be traveling down to be going to the gym or midweek sessions or anything like that, that you are left with that responsibility yourself in Dublin, which makes the whole thing a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Just to zone in on Kilmacud a little bit, you had probably depends who you're talking to, but you had a pretty good year this year. You were unlucky against Kilcar and Clonburn. Can you tell us a little bit about that game and what it was like playing against your fellow county teammates?
Yeah, so great year with Crokes. In fairness, to get to an All Ireland semi-final, to win Dublin, first of all, was, you know, extremely difficult. The Crokes team, I joined them last year, but they won their very first county title the year previous. So it's very hard to know in Dublin. Different style up there in terms of, you know, just the tackling and the aggression was something probably with LGFA referee comes into inter-county, you know, it goes quite non-contact, whereas they were letting a lot go still in Dublin series. And we won the Leinster, and we were facing the Galway champions and two-time All-Ireland champions. Yeah, it was a massive challenge undertaken. We got pushed into extra time and did our best. They got through obviously on the day and went on to win three in a row. So we just take all the learnings we can from it. They're around a long time. They have their systems in place. And so it's just about learning from that last challenge and seeing how we can beat them next time. Hopefully if we can get a chance again.
Well, games like that will definitely stand to both teams. When I was talking to Louise a couple of weeks back, she mentioned that when they go out and play teams, they're very used to teams going very defensive against them, but they found E hard to break down or less predictable because E pushed up on them. And that's a testament to the kind of confidence or the you know, your approach to games, that you're not just going to go out and let the Kilcar and Clonburns completely dictate to E and let E pack out the defence. You know, you want to hold your shape as well and be confident enough to go up and push up on them.
Yeah, I think folks play lovely kicking style, and we definitely try to focus on ourselves as best we can as well, just to play the game. Same, like I say, if you're a neutral, it was a brilliant game to watch. It's awful exciting for it to go to extra time, and you know, great spectacle for a club game. So no, look at it'd be just about trying to find that extra edge. It's only 1 or 2% defining is about just adapting maybe the styles. You said we did play our own game, but maybe could we have adapted better or sooner to maybe the challenge that Kilkerran brought?
I hear you. That's something anyway. Look, that's something to look forward to. It's games like that that we want to see. The All-Ireland final was a little bit disappointing, but hopefully both of you'll get a crack at each other again next year and we'll get another spectacle. To move away from club for a few minutes and onto the county, the senior setup, you've been unlucky in a few games. Again, you went down to Cork and conditions were tough down there. And you were just pipped again by a handful of points. Mayo definitely just about pipped you at the post. And then Armagh, another winnable game and a great comeback in that game. But in hindsight, looking back, is it disappointing to have no points, having, I suppose, put in relatively good, decent performances across the three games? Is it disappointing to have no points in the bag after those three? Or are you still of the mindset we're building inexperienced team? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. Look, I suppose we have to be disappointed with not getting points, but we have to also take the learnings from it. You know, we'll just take the most recent game against Armagh. It did take us to half time to maybe figure out how we're going to push on the game, but we did counteract that and we did find a way in the second half. So it's all a learning curve. It's about probably finding how to do that sooner now. So do not go 6 points, 6 points down and leaving ourselves at all to do in the second half, as we've seen there with Dublin against Mayo. They are second half team, so we're going to have to start from the start the next day, for sure. So it's, look, it's a big learning curve. Lots of new players, as you know, lots of people gone, J1s, retirement, a few people not returned this year, a few come back. So big turnover. But look, as we said, massive opportunity for people there. Not all bad. We've been extremely unlucky with injuries. Sorry, not to mention the injuries. So we've few in recovery. So anyone, hopefully, we're coming back. But just probably, I mentioned to her, to Aoife Molloy, who's season was over this year, but unfortunately suffering an ACL injury. So a superb player, and no doubt she'll be back better than ever after.
And just to catch you on that point for a minute, you yourself had an ACL injury a couple of years back. What year was that again, Alba? Sorry.
2018, also against Mayo, yeah.
Yeah, 2018. And you went on, bounced back, and on to be senior captain, as did Tracy Leonard. She did her ACL. You did yours against Mayo. Tracy did hers against Mayo. Aoife did it. Mayo.
It's all Mayo's fault.
Whatever they're
all
doing.
Mayo's fault.
Yeah. But it's encouraging to hear those stories too, and Aoife should take something from that. And I mentioned her before, Eilish Morrissey, these girls that get, you know, these blows, and they are big blows, because you were looking forward to the year ahead and next thing is just gone in a split second. But one should remember that, you know, there's happy stories out there too, like your own. You bounce back strongly, and as did Tracy. But hopefully, hopefully the other niggles that you have won't develop into anthem, because these girls need games throughout the league. These girls need games throughout the league. But just to come back there again, you mentioned about the Armagh game. And again, a slow start in that game. It must have been very tough mentally. 30 minutes in and still no score.
Yeah. Yeah. That, look, it's no doubt that's poor. But I suppose we learned from it. We suffered a red card about 5 or 7 minutes in maybe. And we probably had a game plan in place, and that went out the window with one player down. And we probably just didn't adapt to it. Just a small bit green, you know, not having the experience there to probably adapt it straight away, which we did. The positive, I suppose, out of it is that we did at halftime, and we did come out in the second half and fix it. We probably just didn't do it quick enough. We just didn't react to the red card quick enough, and we didn't react, respond positively to push on the first half. So that will definitely be a learning for Dublin next week. Have to start. If things go wrong, we have to find a way and find answers immediately on the pitch. Yeah, and that will come. The communication, there's been a great bond in Jella players, even the people that are brand new this year so far, which is really promising. So, no, I'm definitely of the mindset of keep the faith. I think talking about Dublin, this time last year, they had a rocky league, probably, you could say, and went on to win Brendan Martin. So we'll take them as inspiration.
Mentioned it before a few times that like these games are going to stand to those inexperienced girls. Now, I mean, like Aoife O'Rourke and Kira McCarthy, and they just spring to mind. I don't know why they constantly spring to mind. Mairead Glynn. These players are gaining a wealth of experience throughout this league. And they, again, they're going to learn from the Cork game, the Mayo game, the Armagh game. And that Armagh game, I mean, it is a mental challenge to come back into a game with no score, basically, for the bulk of the first half. So all of those different experiences are going to stand to them. And we spoke about Aoife and her performances for the first few games. But Mairead Glynn was one that was worthy of noting as well the last day. I think she got the Hurl Sport Player of the Match, perhaps. She's another one that's getting a nice tight grip on that jersey. Would you agree?
Yeah, she's brilliant. She's a great girl. And she, you know, the epitome of county players, really, in Mairead, just always pushing and trying her hardest. And that's what we need, for people to be, you know, driving it, you know, being leaders and not afraid to take it on. You know, it's very hard for young players, especially in the ladies game. That's probably where Dublin are at with numbers wise. They have a full developmental panel, and I'm aware of that because a couple of girls from our Cork team now have been brought up from the developmental panel into the team, and they have that link period to get up to scratch. And like, you know, in men's, they're not going straight from minor into a senior setup. We've no under 20s or, you know, development. It's just literally sink or swim. You're turned 18. You're an adult now. Get with it. And it can be hard. So it is a big step up for many people. And Mary-Ann Jordan is starting there the last three games. She's driving force there in the back. She's straight up from minor. And lots of people straight up from minor. Or just 19, say, minor 2 years ago. So it's a big challenge, but they're well able. And definitely with this experience they've been exposed to now in the league, they're only going to get better.
Yeah, that's a great point. Spoke about it in previous podcasts about that leap from minor up to senior. And your sister there has been out on horses, but she's one that we need to get the likes of Elena and those girls that were on those under 16, those minor. Yeah. We need to find a way to try to bridge that gap. Because it is a big leap. And again, you're going from minor that maybe aren't doing a lot of S&C to what you're doing at the minute, which could be two or three times in the gym, two or three times in the pitch. It's a lot of commitment. Like, it's a lot of commitment.
Yeah, I know you spoke about it previous people as well. I don't know what the answer is just yet, but and we look at we're in a building phase and everyone's doing their best, management and county boards and all that. It's hard to get it all right, and there's so much work behind the scenes that you would know about. You would know yourself because you've been involved in panels with that minor team, with Dad, Eugene and Stephen. So yeah, there's just an awful lot of work in it, and it is hard to bridge that gap. And it does take time, but it will have to find a way, whether that's to try and put pressure on LGV to maybe bring back an under 21 competition. And you know, there was one previous year, we won it against Mayo, but I think Dublin and Cork weren't in it or something like that. So I don't know, we do it like basketball. You put heavy fines in place if you don't show up. I'm not too sure what the answer is, but definitely something to bridge that gap to senior, because it's a big jump.
Yeah. And just to focus in on as well, the weekend coming up, you've Dublin. How is that going to be for you? Some of your Kilmacud teammates are going to be there today. Now, I know we've already mentioned that you played your teammates, your county teammates, when you played Kilcar and Clonburn. Look at when you're playing again, when I be playing down here, you know, I would have been playing against Siobhan Daly and Gerard Keneally with club. But is there something different? Like, you're playing with Kilmacud and now you're playing against those girls this weekend. Is there something different in that, or do you even think twice about it?
Not at all. Not a little bit different. Not at all. Very good friends of mine. And I'll be delighted to go up against them and take them on. after, shake hands after. Yeah, no, they're brilliant. Like, they're brilliant sports people in terms of, you know, and that's what you like about them. Just go to war, give it all for your respective team, and we'll chat again after, no problem. There's a few more Crokes girls gone in there. It was just Lauren and Aoife and Rachel and Grace and Kate, and a few more to join as well, and from Crokes. So their numbers are increasing as well. But no, it'll be a great battle as always against Dublin. I'll be happy to take them on. Happy to take them
Good,
on.
great attitude, great response. And just to as well to focus in on Dublin, no more than yourselves against Armagh, you were slow to get out of the traps. Dublin are similar to you in that their starts are slow. And if you just look at that Mayo game, what they scored in the second half to come back, outrageous. They outscored them 211 to 1 point in the second half. And that was their first win of the league, their first win of three. So what do you think, like, do you think that Galway are going to have to get out of the traps quick to try to make a bit of progress in the first half to try to get on top of Dublin? Because as I said, based on their previous performances, they're slow out of the traps.
Yeah, so I suppose both of us are going to be looking to do that this weekend. Start well, and like we discussed probably earlier, just trying to probably get scores, a few more scores early on, even if they come in the form of frees, you know, but just be taking as many chances as we can, spreading that score of plays, encouraging people to take shots, and try and get the range that Dublin had of scores.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, because in that game against Mayo, Dublin had seven different scorers. But I don't know, maybe it's nerves and that. But the spread of scores on the Galway end is narrow. You're always good for a point or two, and Roisin is always good for a few points, as is Aoife if she's taking the frees. But it's time now, really. Like, Galway probably do need others to step up, especially at this stage of the league. Three games down, no points in the bag, and you're in a similar position really to Dublin. Fine, they have some points, but you know, all these games now, the rest of these games are going to really come down to the wire, and everybody, all of your forwards are going to have to step up, midfielders, whoever gets a chance, they're going to have to take it.
Yeah, you said it there now. In fairness, we just have to take the chances now. We have to just think no one's going to do it for us. We have to make it happen ourselves. We have been working on that a bit more now in training. For play, we did focus mainly on the back kind of for the start, just because we'd let in about 20 goals last year. So it was something we had to work on, was tightening up our defence. So our next kind of plan, you know, we're still in it. We're still in a learning phase of new management. They're actually my managers 8 years ago when I was minor. So they're back again, Dan and Nick and the team. So, you know, we're building all the time. We're learning all the time, and keeping the faith, it's going to get better, and we're only going to get better, and people are only going to grow in confidence, and opportunities are going to come. A couple more players come back from injuries and breaks, and yeah, no, Galway are definitely on the right.
Yeah, no, look, we can see that from the three games, and as I've said already, that you're very unlucky not to have any points in the bag. Just lastly there on Dublin, their subs, they seem to have a pretty beefy subs bench there when they do bring on subs, and maybe that's the reason why their second half is so strong. They're bringing on the likes of Carla Rowe and that. You know, that's something as well that Galway are going to have to look out for in the game next weekend. You know, they have a strong subs bench that they do unleash in the second half.
Yeah, we look at it, and thankfully we've kept it going in the second half. So it'd be about getting a good start and then being as consistent and as tuned in for all of the game. Yeah, all of the game. Identifying who's coming on, adapting ourselves on the pitch, you know, making decisions as we see fit, and just
Yeah.
not going to give up at any stage. Don't get us over the line. Yeah, please God.
Certainly proven that in the earlier games, especially the Armagh game. You know, you've shown that you don't go down easy. I've no doubt that this weekend is going to be another cracker of a game, and that's away to Dublin. The very best of luck on it. Hopefully you'll come home with the points, but regardless of, you know, who has the points now or who hasn't the points, for sure Galway are gaining experience. Those girls that have to return into the panel are going to have a little bit of work to do to get their jersey back, and that's going to be great. It's going to be an exciting summer for ye on the football pitch, you know, that competition that is now starting to grow there. But yeah, Alba, look, thanks a million for coming on again to chat with us on the Maroon and White pod. You've been a pleasure to chat to. The very best luck against Dublin this weekend.
Thanks a million, Jen.